Well, aspire to be like Walsall. I thought Walsall were brilliant today. I thought they defended to a man. I thought they passed it better than us, and they certainly took the chances better than us as well. So, lots of work to do on and off the pitch, trying to pick the boys up who are very disappointed. But yeah, we'll move on to the next game. There's not a lot we can do about that now. We've just got to pull together and make sure that we play a lot better.
People look at the scoreline and think it was all one-way traffic, but in fairness, its second goal killed you, didn't it?
Well, the first one killed us, to be fair. We've started off quite brightly, and we've made a couple of half decent chances. Never really made the goalkeeper work, but played on the front foot, which I thought was quite good. And then the one chance that they get, they put it in the back of the net. So, defensively, we were very poor today, I thought. Even though the second goal was a deflection, the third or fourth goal was in the top corner, the third goal was a header at the far post. So they are avoidable because we can get a little bit tighter, and we can defend a little bit tighter. And we'll certainly be watching the DVD on Monday, watching how Walsall did it, because they showed how to do it properly today.
It was going back to the Northampton syndrome when three goals went in something like 16 minutes, wasn't it?
As I say, we didn't defend very well. Walsall showed us how to defend properly, and they certainly showed us how to attack and put the ball in the back of the net. And we'll watch the video, and we'll watch how Walsall did it, and we'll get back on the training field and try and turn it around.
You just said lots of work to do both on the field and off, presumably recruiting again.
Well, the team's struggling at the moment, of course, yes, and we're conceding far too many goals defensively, and we need a little bit of help if we can. It's not easy trying to bring players in, but we'll keep on trying. The window shuts on Tuesday, yes, of course, but the emergency window opens a week later, so there's no immediate worry, I suppose. But I've got to get them on the training field. Maybe need to change a few of the personnel to give a few of us that haven't been starting, to give them a chance to show me what they can do. And as I say, we'll start again Monday.
Have you got any plans to see the chairman with regard to bringing bodies in?
I see the chairman every other day, probably every day. We talk about players coming in, we talk about how things have gone. So the lack of support is rubbish. He's given us the support. It's my responsibility to make sure that the team can defend properly, and we didn't defend very good today, and we're severely punished by a really good team who were top of the league and showed us how to do it.
The young players, how are they affected by this?
Everybody's affected by it. I'm affected by it. My staff's affected by it, and all the players are affected by it. It's not nice losing games, and it's not nice conceding goals. And we have to do even more on what we're doing to try and put it right if we can.
Colin Doyle will be back with you next week. I'm not pointing the finger at your goalkeeper Carr by any means, but will he be with you?
Well, we're hoping that he's going to train next week along with John Herron, and we'll give a little bit of a run out for Jarrett as well. So three of them come into the squad, but the ones who are sitting on a bench will be itching for me to make changes, and we'll see what them changes are for next week's game.
It's another clear week without any midweek fixture. Is that a good thing for you in this situation?
Well, it is, yes, because we'll sit down, we'll analyse everything. It's not just shouting and bawling all the time. It's constructive criticism to try and make us better, and we have to get better because we're bottom of the league. We can't score at the moment, and we certainly can't defend.
You've been in the game a long time. Have you ever been in a situation where the downward spiral and the losing streak and mentality is bigger than this?
It's very difficult to try and change that round, but we're in patches. We've showed that we can stand up and be counted, but there's other patches where we're letting ourselves down, and it's only hard work that you can get through that, and that's certainly what we've been doing. It's not for the lack of trying, that's for sure. And as I say, we've been punished, but we've been outplayed today. For the first time this season, I think we've been outplayed.
You've simply got to find a way to shut that back door, haven't you?
Yes, we have. And if it means changes, then it means changes. But it's still work on the training ground. And they have to be a little bit stronger and a little bit more physically stronger as well to deal with whatever's thrown at them. And then if we can try and keep that back door shut, that gives us a chance, because some of our play was decent going forward. Some of our play was on the front foot, which is good. But, chances come along, you need to stick them in the back of the net. And certainly Walsall showed us how to do it today.